From Washington, this is VOA News. The NATO Military Alliance's new leader makes a surprise trip to Afghanistan. And China denies allegations that senior officials smuggled ivory out of Tanzania. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made an unannounced visit to Kabul on Thursday, telling Afghans that the Western Military Alliance will continue supporting the country after foreign combat troops withdraw at the end of the year.
Much has been sacrificed over many years to give Afghanistan a chance to succeed. We cannot and we will not allow these gains to be lost. I am here to reaffirm NATO's commitment to our common efforts for peace and security.
Stoltenberg's first visit as NATO chief was due to include talks with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Afghan Chief Executive Officer Abdullah Abdullah, and senior leadership of the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force. China is denying allegations that officials traveling with President Xi Jinping illegally purchased thousands of kilograms of ivory last year in Tanzania. At a press briefing in Beijing today, a foreign ministry spokesman called such charges groundless. A British-based non-governmental group called the Environmental Investigation Agency published the ivory smuggling charges on Thursday. During a visit to Tanzania by President Xi in March 2013, the EIA said members of his official party illegally purchased a large quantity of elephant tusks and smuggled them aboard the presidential airliner. You're listening to VOA News. A U.S. general leading the fight against the Islamic State says U.S. forces have carried out more airstrikes against a cell of al-Qaeda militants in Syria known as the Khorasan Group. The general says the latest strikes appear to have destroyed or severely damaged several Khorasan vehicles and facilities for bomb-making and training. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
General Lloyd Austin, the commander in charge of U.S. military operations in the Middle East, said at a forum in Washington Thursday the military was still assessing the effectiveness of the strikes. It is not clear whether bombmaker and French national David Drugin was killed or injured in the strikes, but the general suggested Drugin may have been a target.
He is clearly one of the leadership elements and one of the most dangerous elements in that organization. And so any time that we can take their leadership out, it's a good thing.
The strikes are the first against the Khorasan Group since late September. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
A veteran U.S. Navy commando says he shot and killed al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden at his Pakistani hideout in 2011. His name has been kept secret for more than 3 years, but Robert O'Neill is telling U.S. news organizations that he fired 3 shots at bin Laden, hitting him twice in the forehead and a third time after he crumbled to the floor in front of his bed at his compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. O'Neill says he was near the head of the column of commandos on the Navy SEAL Team 6 that burst into the bin Laden compound and confronted the architect of the 2001 al-Qaeda attacks on the United States that killed nearly 3,000 people. O'Neill said the first Navy SEAL to reach bin Laden's room fired a shot that apparently missed before he spotted bin Laden through his night vision scope. The International Criminal Court announced Thursday that it will not prosecute Israel for a 2010 raid on a Turkish flotilla bound for the Gaza Strip. 9 Turkish pro-Palestinian activists who were trying to break an Israeli blockade of Gaza were killed by Israeli commandos in that raid. Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda said there is reasonable basis to believe that war crimes were committed by Israel. But he also said those crimes were not of sufficient gravity to justify further action by the ICC. The Israeli Foreign Ministry took a positive note of the decision, but it said Israel considers the case to be politically motivated and legally unfounded, and it also regrets what it called the waste of the court's time and resources. Well, you can find more on those stories by checking our website at voanews.com. I'll be back in 1 hour for another update of the international headlines. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.